welcome, welcome, please, to church. Welcome, help me to welcome your friends around you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And also you online, welcome to service today. Today, we have a very cozy crowd. Can you show me your coziness? North, northwest, and west. Hello. West, north, northwest, and west. Yes, and also you online as well. I really want to welcome you to service today. Right? Thank you so much, you know, for making time to service today. Who of you, are you supposed to come to service this weekend? Or like you suddenly your campus leader tell you, hey, you know, district leader tell you you must come this weekend. Who of you like are suddenly rostered? None of you, are, is it? Then because some of the uni campuses, right, they are actually rostered, right? Then they need to go home. So, we really want to thank all of you for coming down. And if you made any changes, right, for this weekend, we really want to thank us, right? Because we pivot together as a church. We pivot together as a church in this kind of time of changes, right? And what Pastor Jeff mentioned to us, which I'm really very thankful for, right? He shared that no matter what changes are there in the guidelines, right, we remain anchored in God. Amen? Right? We remain anchored in God, right? And so we can live courageously in every season, right? So, but before we start, right, can I just get us to pray? Shall we pray together for the nation? Shall we pray together for whatever is going on? And you online as well, you can bow our heads and join me to pray together. Let us pray. Let us pray for the COVID situation and everything that is happening around. Lord, we just commit to you. We just commit to you. All this that is happening around, Lord, we commit nations that are suffering. India, the smaller nations, the nations without so much medical supplies. Lord, we commit them to you, Lord, in their time where they have no hope, Lord. May they be able to seek hope in you, Lord. You are in control. Lord, we pray for governments. Lord, we pray for our own government, Singapore government. Lord, we pray for governments in the world. Lord, we pray that you give them wisdom, that they are able to lead with wisdom, Lord, as they lead us, Lord, we will follow them, in all these measures and all, Lord, to play our responsibility, to love our community as how we love you, Lord. Lord, we pray for healthcare workers. Lord, we give thanks for the healthcare workers who have been giving their very, very best in the front lines. Lord, we honor, appreciate them. Lord, we pray that you keep them healthy. And Lord, lastly, Lord, we also pray for ourselves and our life group members. Lord, we pray that you will continue to lead us in this time of changes. Lord, may our hearts continue to hold strong to you even through the changes. We thank you. We just commit all of this into your hands in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen. 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 We really want to keep our country in prayer as well, our life group members as well. So, with that, right, welcome once again to our first part of our Love Hits series. Do you know what Love Hits is? Maybe I'm a bit older, so I know Love Hits, right, is how they call about songs. Okay, love songs, right? So when we talk about Love Hits, right, this series, we want to talk about what love looks like in our family and our relationship. So we kind of publicized in the series, right, I was telling you that, it comes from the idea of songs. But it's really not just songs, right? You know, we get our idea of love, in songs, in media, right? In media where we see our friends, maybe they flex about their girlfriend, boyfriend on social media. Hey, this is my boyfriend, girlfriend. You know, maybe on their social media, they go out with their family, go botanic gardens, go eat some good food. You see, you know, what love looks like in families. You see, you read online articles. You watch K-drama. Who of you watch K-drama here? All don't dare to confess. through K-drama, we also learn what love looks like, even in friends around us or in our families. You know how we are brought up. That shapes, right, how love looks like in our lives. But while that is what we imagine it to be, what we see it to be, is that really how it truly should be? You know, is it how it should be truly? As Christians, what and how should love look like in our family and relationships? And that brings us, right, to what we're going to do in these 2 weeks, our Love Hits, right? So in this two-part series, we are going to explore two very important relationships, right? So one with regard to the people who brought us to earth. Who are those people? Our parents, right? And the other, next week, we will be exploring you know, who we might spend our rest of our lives with, which is our current or future relationships with our boyfriend or girlfriend, right? So this week, I'll be covering this first week's title, You Raise Me Up. Have you heard of this song? What does it go? Okay, so I can stand on mountains. You're not supposed to sing. You Raise Me Up, right? You Raise Me Up. The classic hit, right, that pays tribute to our parents, right? Which I will focus on the relationship with our parents. Next week, very exciting. If you want to know more about BGR, right, next week, Natasha will be sharing the second topic, which is another song called This Is How You Fall in Love. Anyone knows this song? Okay, I don't know this song. That's why, right, I think Nata is sharing next week. She's the better person to share next week. Okay, so with that, let's dive into today's sharing. So for a start, right, maybe the question, right, is that does the Bible pointedly talk about loving our parents? You know, the answer, right, is that not really. You cannot find a verse that says love your parents. Okay, not in the Bible, right? But more overarchingly, we know that the Bible speaks very clearly about loving your neighbors, right? You know, the Bible says love your neighbors, right? And if your neighbor means the person around you, sitting beside you, how many of us know that it also involves the people who are living every day around us, which is our parents, right? So it is clear, you know, it's clear that we as Christians, we should love our parents. But maybe the question is how, right? It's how, right? And if you're asking this question, right, you are really not alone, you know. You know, last year, right, we were doing this survey. You know, this survey that asks you about family, right? We sent all out, we say, hey, can you describe your family to us, right? And we realized, right, out of 400 replies, right, about 25% of us are interested to know how to build better relationships at home. Another 25% of us are asking, like, you know, how to love our parents despite imperfections, right? You know, their imperfections at home, they might not be the nicest parents, there might be some difficulties, some disagreements, and all, right? How to love in spite of that, right? And there's even a good 10% of us, right, are asking, like, well, how to balance, you know, church sometimes got a lot of things to do, right? And then my mother keep, why you keep going to church, right? And that is also for me, you know. You know, when I just came to church, right, my mother wasn't a believer. And guess what? Her favorite tagline, right, is, you to church, ah? Why is it church? Then, you know, I had to make sense, you know. Then she keeps saying, 为什么你们的church讲的啊? Then I'm like, oh, no. Why is it like that, right? And I always struggle, you know. Well, how to explain to my mom? How do I explain to my mom about my faith, right? A lot of us, we are interested to build better relationships, communicate, build how to manage, interact more lovingly. Essentially, we are asking how to engage our parents in love. As a Christian, how do I engage my parents in love? And to that question, let me lead you to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, to learn how we can engage our parents in love. Again, if you are taking down notes, and taking down notes is a great way to seriously learn the word, the verse that we'll be looking at today is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. So, before we read, right, and as you're writing down, right, just to give it a bit of context. So, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, it lies within a larger set of teaching, right, that Paul is the writer, right, he writes to say, you know, believers, how should you live your life now that you know Christ? You know, after we know Christ, our life must change, right? So Paul is telling them how to live their lives, right? And specifically in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, Paul then writes about specific instructions about how we as children should conduct ourselves, you know, to our parents now that we are saved, right? Now that we are saved, how does Christian children look like? How should Christian children, you know, engage our parents? And of which, right, we can then get a clearer idea of how we can engage our parents in love. So are you ready? You know, are you ready? Shall we read the verse together? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on earth. Right? So what's the verse trying to say? Paul essentially is telling us as Christians, right, that we should honor, we should obey our parents. Wow, wait a minute, right? Like, I thought we were talking about love, right? What has love got to do with honoring and obeying? Maybe we are asking this, right? And the answer is this. You see, right, you know, love in the Bible is not just lovey-dovey things. Oh, 我喜欢你,你喜欢我. You know, it's not just that. It's not just about liking one another and all, right? It's not lovey-dovey feelings, but it extends more than that. It extends more than that. As we see in the Bible, right, Romans chapter 13, verse 8 to 10, you don't need to read this, let me just bring out some key things, right? You know, Paul was writing to the Roman church about loving one another. What does loving one another mean? And over here he says that loving one another is to fulfill the law, the commandments to each other. What does it mean? Okay, we see the next verse, okay? He said the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not do this, do that. What are these things? Basically, in the commandments, right, when you're not doing things, when you're not doing things that hurt people, you are also essentially loving them, right? How many of us know, right, that in loving people, it's not just feelings, but it's also in our actions, right? It's also in our actions, right? So love is really more than just feelings. Love is really more than just feelings, but also a decision. It's also a decision, right? So obeying and honoring our parents, right, it is an act, but it is an act of love. It is our decision to love our parents. And so with that, right, knowing that obeying and honoring our parents are loving our parents, right, let's dive into understanding these two terms better. What is the first thing that I want to bring our eyes to is, number one, honor them. Honor them, from verse 2 to 3. Honor them. Honor our parents. Honor our parents. Okay? So, verse 2, what does it say? Let's look at it again, okay? It says, honor your father and mother, right? Honor your father and mother. And so we know the first thing to do is to honor them. What? And at this point, right, maybe you're like, why are you not starting from verse 1? Why you start from verse 2? Let me explain to you, okay? We start from verse 2 because this honor your father and mother is found in the original 10 commandments that God has given us to follow. Okay, let's look at it, okay? In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16, this is where all the 10 commandments are found, right? Whatever that God called us to do, right? These 10 things. Inside, the 5th commandment says that honor your father and mother as the Lord has commanded you. You know, we want to start from here because it helps us to frame better, right? And understand what does this whole three verses mean. And it is mainly from the idea of this commandment, honor your father and mother as the Lord has commanded you. How many of us know, right, if God has commanded us to do this, God is very serious, right? You know, if God has commanded us to do, we really should follow God. We should honor our parents because God commands us to do so. But at this point, maybe some of us are like, do lah. God, if you call me to do that, okay, I do lor. But is it just about doing? Is it just about doing? Is there any reason? You know, can you give us some reason why we should honor our parents? And, you know, the Bible doesn't explicitly share why, right? But as I reflect on my own journey as a son, right, to my parents, I can try to make sense of why. And if you let me share with you, right, let me share with you how I made sense of this, right? So, recently, it just so happened that I've been talking and seeing a lot of babies in my life. Can I just show you some babies in my life? So cute. This is not my baby, okay? I'm not married. I have no kids. These are my nephews and niece, okay? So there's Jonas on the left. You can say, hi, Jonas. And then there is Charlene and Micah on the right, okay? So these are my nephew and nieces. They're so cute. Okay, very, very cute. You know, I love to play with them, right? Some of you are like, what a piece of chicken, right? That's our reaction to them, right? But if you talk to their parents, right, you know how terror they can be, you know. You know, kids, right? Sometimes really very terror. Well, taking care of kids, right, at this kind of age, it's really quite difficult, you know. What are their three main functions? Okay, they eat, they poo, and they sleep. And they repeat that every 2 to 3 hours. Eat, poo, sleep, eat, poo, sleep. Every 2 to 3 hours means what? Means in the night they also do that, you know? Means that you cannot sleep, you know. And mind you, it's not like, you know, you go for camp, right? Wow, 2-3 days, yeah, and I went sleep, I'm very happy. This one, it's like every day, every month, every year for like 2-3 years, you know. You don't get to sleep. As parents, how many of us know, right? It can be very tough. It can be very tough to take care of a kid, right? And when they are young. And just for us to drop our jaw a bit more, right? You know how much it costs to raise a child from 0 to 2? You know, the cost, right, is, if you can see that, it's very small, right? But it's 30,000, 30,000 just to raise up. Do you know you probably cost 30,000 when you're young? It's like tough, right? And it's expensive. Honestly, it is tough to be a parent. It is tough. It's tough to be a parent. Many of our parents have given up so much to raise us up, you know? And the act of sacrifice and love, right, is already due for honor. You know, and I know that some of us, we don't have the most perfect of parents. You know, they can be very, like, not very expressive in love. You know, they might be very strict or fierce and all, right? Some even goes against our faith, right? And don't let us come to church and all, right? But beyond all this, can I just get us to pause for a while, right? Just to think a bit. Just to reflect a bit, right? Just to appreciate what our parents have done to bring us up. You know, the truth about it, right, is that sometimes we can be very fixated on what their imperfections are, their nagginess, their quick fits of temper, that we forget how much they have done, you know, for us to grow up. The truth is that if we realize what they have done for us, right, we should give honor where honor is due. We should give honor where honor is due. And if just a bit more than that, right? If I can just push us a bit more, if we can just change the anger, right, from like our parents to ourselves, right? Do we ever realize that we are a gift of grace? Do we ever realize that no matter how good we are, we can study very well, we can maybe we get our test 100 marks, or, not 100 marks, 100 marks, not possible, okay, 75 marks. We are very clever and all these things, right? Who knows, right, that however much of this happened, we, right, at the point of just coming to earth, just being alive, right, it is really a gift. It's really a gift, you know. And as we come to realize that, right, that God has given us life, but through our parents who bore us for 9 months, who go through the pain to nurse us in the night when we only can eat, poo, and sleep, right? When we realize all this is grace, right? We come to realize that, hey, we should give honor, you know? We should give honor where honor is due. We ought to give honor due to our parents for their love and sacrifice, give honor for them who have partnered with God to give us life. We ought to give honor due to our parents for their love, sacrifice. We ought to give honor for them who partnered with God to give us life, to give us life. So, now that we unpack all these things, right, we are like, hey, why we should honor our parents? There are some good reasons, really, right? Let me just quickly share with us, what does honor look like? And just give us a few practical ways we can honor our parents, okay? Are we ready? So, what honor looks like? You know, to this end, right, I really like the explanation in Greek, right? He says, honor in Greek really means what? Heavy weights, okay? Heavy weights. And so, what does it mean? Honoring our parents means that I give my parents heavy weight. Okay, not that they're very heavy, they eat a lot, okay? Not that. You give heavy weight as in what they speak, what they do has heavy influence in my life. Okay? What they speak, what they do, even when they scold us, Even when they say things that I know, stop talking to me, their views and concerns, right? All now has heavier influence in my life. We start to see that of greater value. Honor means to give weight to our parents. And how can that look like, you know, how can that look like in our day-to-day life? Let me share three tips, right, that we can do, right? The first is that we can choose to listen. Choose to listen. Choose to listen. I know many a times we have our views, right, on matters, and sometimes as we grow older, do we realize that our parents, the things that our parents say, not as right, not as complete anymore? Like our parents maybe don't know about the science lah that we study in school lah. Then when they give some weird reasoning lah about like how we should. Oh, you know, my mother always say, oh, mosquito bite, use saliva, okay, right? And I'm like, yeah, how can you do that? Sometimes, right, we feel like we cannot trust them on some things anymore. But choose to listen. Listening is really a reflection of one choosing to say that your views are more important than mine. Your views are more important than mine. And sometimes it's not just like what they say, right? It's not from what they say, right? But it's because we give value to the person. Our parents, they are valuable. You know, we should honor them. That's why we listen to them. The first way we can do to choose to honor our parents is to listen. To listen. And the second thing is that we can be respectful with our words. Be respectful with our words. Be respectful with our words. You know, however angry we are, however right we are, right? However our personality is, no matter whether your parents, when they brought you up, they scream at you and all, right? You know, it's really never right and never justified, right? That we say demeaning words to them. We say disrespectful words to them. We shout at them. You know, we can honor our parents by the words we choose to say and how we say it to them, right? We can choose to not use aggressive words, right? We can choose to speak with courtesy, with a calm tone. We can choose to honor our parents by being respectful to them, using respectful words. Using respectful words. Okay? The last thing is to deeply consider their views and experience. Deeply consider their views and experience. Deeply consider their views and experience. Can I just make us, you know, focus on this a bit more? Deeply consider their views and experience. Why? Why? Because, right, you can just listen and you can just use respectful words like, it's just an action, right? But inside your heart, it's like, no, I don't really honor you. I don't really value you. I say only, you know, I say already so that I can get my extra time to play game. I say already so that I can get my extra pocket money. You know, you have a intention behind it. But if we come to this point to say that we want to deeply consider their views, right, it comes of a sincere inner heart attitude. It's a sincere heart attitude. So how do we do so? How do we do so? Can I encourage us to choose to see past their words and to come to see their good intention and their wisdom? Choose to see past their words. Go and see. Let's see their good intention and their wisdom. Right? Sometimes we can be very annoyed, right? But they're 去冲凉啦, you know, 可以快点睡觉嘛, 12点要回来, you know, all these things we can be very annoyed, right? But if we push past their comments and words, we know that they care, right? Their intentions. Some of us, we are like, you know, I don't believe what you say, lah. But the truth is that our parents has walked so much further, longer than us. They do know some things. They have wisdom that we can tap onto. So we choose to deeply consider their views, choose to see their good intentions and their wisdom. And the secondly, I want to encourage us, right, that we can reflect. Reflect deeply about it. Don't just listen, but think through, consider. If what they say is true, then apply it. You know, apply it in our lives. Apply it in our lives. One example I want to share with us, right, is when I was in secondary school, right, so my mom was confronting me, say, wow, you every time go church, right, just like I keep saying, right, you every time go church, you never study. Wow, very triggered, you know. How can you say that? Because I study, you never see, right? And in my mind, right, wow, very, very triggered, right? But But I chose to what? Listen. I chose to respectfully clarify, right? And after affirming her concerns, right, of me not having enough time to study, I came out with this. Can I show you all this? Okay, I'm not sure if you can see, right? The schedule, my schedule. Okay, so this is a schedule, right? You see? So it's honest, right? You see the shepherding, right? There is, you see where's all the studying, right? And all the school and whatever things. Right? You see that I heard, oh, my parents say that I need to study, so I need to put time to study. I show her. All the curly arrows, right, is all the life group, la, outreach, la, and all this thing. I remember it's outreach season. That's why I have a lot of meet in the afternoon. I need to go street outreach, right? So I put all of that in, right? And I told her that, hey, you know, I want to spend time to study. I want to honor you. I know you are concerned. I want to spend time to study. And guess what? My mother, right, her heart was softened. Yay! And then I can continue to do ministry, right? Continue to with my church commitments. Of course, I need to keep my promise to study. But my point is, right, and if you are struggling with time commitment and managing your parents, right, this is probably one way that you can consider. Consider what they say. Show them, you know, that you really, really want to make change and want to honor their words, okay? So this is one example. Again, three ways to honor our parents. Choose to listen, be respectful with our words, and to deeply consider their views. Okay, I hope this will be helpful. Let's honor our parents in love. Can you tell our neighbor, let's honor our parents in love. Okay, so that's the first thing that we can do to engage our parents in love, which is to honor them. And the second and last thing, right, that we can learn from the passage to do is to obey them. To obey them. Obey them from verse 1. Obey them. Obey them. So what does verse 1 say, right? Verse 1 says that children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So on top of, you know, honoring our parents as a commandment, right? Paul then added a new clause, right, to further tell us how to engage our parents in love. And that is, as children, we are to obey our parents in the Lord. Why? Why? Why need to add this extra thing, right? So the thought here is that for while honor is an internal attitude, internal respect, courtesy to our parents, which is the number one thing that we should have. That's why I put it as number one point, right? Engaging our parents with love, honor should be accompanied, right, by really giving appropriate attention, consideration to something, or even obedience. Honor should turn out in what? That I really, really think and really, really value this thing, or even obedience, right? Without these two actions, right, honor is just say only. Oh, I respect you, but I don't care, right? So honor is incomplete without these two actions, without thinking about it deeply, deeply considering, and obedience. So we know, right, that obedience is a direct outcome when we choose to honor our parents. Obedience is a direct outcome when we choose to honor our parents. Choose to honor our parents. So let's dive in, okay? Let's dive in at what verse 1 says about obeying our parents. So the first part, right, of verse 1, it says, children, obey our parents in the Lord, right? Children, obey our parents in the Lord. Who are children? Okay, all of us are children here, okay? Well, we are still studying. We are financially provided by our family. We stay in our parents' house. We are under charge of our parents. In fact, in the eyes of law, right, most of us are minors, right? We are not, like, lawfully accountable for ourselves. In this context, we are all children. We are under charge of our parents. And to children, the Bible says that obey our parents. Obey our parents. Not only listen, but follow in what our parents tell us to do. In the Lord, meaning that as part of our relationship with God, and also according to the Lord, ultimately in obedience to God. And God says that this is right. He says that this is right, this pleases God. This ultimately is how a Christ follower should live his life, right? And I know you are a bit lost, right? So these are the two things. These two things, right, basically whatever I said, right, essentially means these two things. Okay? If Emma, you can show. Children, obey your parents as part of your relationship with the Lord. Children, obey your parents, but ultimately according to the Lord. Okay, these two things. Children, obey your parents as part of your relationship with the Lord. Children, obey your parents, but ultimately according to the Lord. Okay, what does these two things mean, right? I will unpack it with us. So A, children, obey your parents as part of your relationship with the Lord, right? What is your relationship with the Lord? What is our relationship with the Lord? We are children, right? We are children of God, right? And because we are children of God, right, we want to obey God, right? We want to obey God. Why we want to obey God? Because, you know, we know that following Him, God, He is all-knowing, He is all-powerful, He loves us. And who knows that the combination of these three, right, is that He has best plans for us. He has best plans for us. If we obey Him, right, we basically step into His best plan, right? So, do we want to obey God? Yes, because He has best plans for us. And in that, right, so one of His best plans for us, right, one of those steps towards that best plan is to obey our parents, is to obey our parents. The reason why we want to obey our parents is because we want to obey God. The reason why we want to obey our parents is because we want to obey God. We want to obey God. The reason why we want to obey our parents is because we want to obey God. And I mean, on this matter, right, I don't think we will have an issue to say that obeying God is bad or like we don't want to obey God, right? You know, we might struggle lah. We might struggle and say, very hard leh. God, you call me to do this. Wow. Struggle, right? But we all kind of know in our hearts that we should obey Him because God has the best plans for us. But obey our parents? Huh? God, are you serious? Are you kidding me? Wow, our parents, eh? You know, our parents are like, what, you know, sometimes they can be very unreasonable, right? You know, they can not be the nicest in their words, right? They can be very shouty, right? They can be very, maybe emotional, right? Wow, how to obey? Wow, I put food, you know, God, I put food, I don't want. Well, it is true, right, that some of our parents could be more reasonable, less shouty, emotional and all. Perhaps, right, if we just take a more reflective angle to just think about it, right, could it have been our pride at work? Could it be our pride at work? That in our pride, right, we think we know better than our parents. And honestly speaking, we are the sensitive one. 我们不可以被讲, like, wow, very triggered. 你不可以讲我. You know, is it that? Perhaps there's really nothing bad intention with our parents, right? The thing they call us to do is good, right? But we just in our pride, we cannot lose. We must reply with a mean comment. We must say, you then, you know, that's our reaction to that. You then, very unreasonable. We just want to win, right? And perhaps as I'm describing here, right, you know this is you. You know that perhaps it's not just to your parents. Maybe it's to authorities, to leaders, to our teacher, to whoever. You know that sometimes the problem is not with the thing, you know. The thing that we are discussing, actually, no problem, man. But it's just, right, deep within, we want to prove a point. We want to have an opinion. We want to be woke, right? We don't want to just follow. We have a spirit of disobedience. We have a spirit of disobedience. And while our parents have room to grow, could it also be that in this, God is also interested in dealing with our pride? Our spirit of disobedience. Our spirit of disobedience. And for what? Why does God want to work with this spirit of disobedience? Because if you don't learn obedience to authority at this point, right? How are you going to trust God and obey God in what He calls you to do? How? You know, if you fail to obey God at where your parents' level, right? What makes you think you can obey God when He calls you to do this or that? And what does that mean? it means that we disqualify, you know, sometimes ourselves from God's blessings when we don't obey Him. And could that be God's heart for you today? Perhaps you're listening to me now, right? Perhaps God is telling you, hey, my child, I want you to learn this so that ultimately you can learn to trust me. If you cannot trust your parents now in their authority, how will you trust me in my authority? God has best plans for you. God has best plans for you. And God, it's true, you know, you growing in your obedience to your parents, God wants to grow you in your obedience to Him. God wants to grow your obedience to Him. Right? So with that, right, you know, as we obey our parents, God, with the knowledge we know that God is teaching us to grow in our obedience, you know, finally in our obedience to God Himself. So that is the first meaning, right, of children obey your parents in the Lord, right? What's the second meaning that we need to take note of? What's the second meaning? Children obey your parents, but ultimately according to the Lord. Children obey your parents, but ultimately according to the Lord. So at this end, right, and MM, you can just keep the slide there because everyone's like furiously typing, right? I just want to share. So at this point, right, you know, when Paul was writing this verse, right, he was specifically addressing who? The Christian household in the Ephesian church, right? So, you know, the parents are Christians. What does it mean? It means that they know Christian truth, lah, and they will teach by Christian truth, right? So how many of us know, right, from that, what they teach about God, right, will not be very different from what God teaches, right? It will not, what they call people, their children to obey in, right, will not be very different from what God calls their children to obey God in, right? But yet, how many of us know that it's really not very much the case in our context, right? You know, in our church, right, many of us are first-generation Christian, right? Even for me, I came to know Christ when my parents are not Christians, right? Some of our families are not Christians, and some of us, our parents are not in the faith. And as such, right, there are some things that our parents call us to do that are not according to the Word, does not support the Word, even goes against the principles of the Word. And on the other hand, right, there are things that we are called to do by God, you know, but our parents reject. You know, they are disapproving, they are unsupportive of it. In such situations, then God tells us, you know, that we should obey ultimately according to the Lord, for this is right. For this is right to do as a Christ follower. This is also stressed, right, in another verse in the Bible, right, when Peter and his friends, his apostles, they were before the government authorities, and the government authorities told them, say, don't teach in Jesus' name, and see what they say. They say in Acts chapter 5, verse 29, he says that we must obey God rather than human beings. We must obey God rather than human beings. When the commands of our parents contradict the clear teaching of the Bible, we should choose to obey God and His commands. We should choose to obey God and His commands. So, just a quick few examples, right, to help us to understand this, right? For example, right, the things that we are called by our parents to do, but they are not according to the Word. You know, some of our parents, they follow, they have other religions, they follow other gods. They then tell us, hey, you know, in festivals and all, to worship other gods, maybe the whole joss sticks or burn joss paper, etc., right? In this case, where we are called to follow other gods, to worship other gods, God says in the Bible, and I'm not going to show us here, right? In the commandments, He said that we shall not bow to other gods in worship. You know, we shall worship God alone. You know, what does it mean? It means that we should not, in these areas, right, we shouldn't follow what our parents say. And I know this can be hard to follow, right? Like, wow, you know, you're sharing this, wow, very hard, like, at home, you know, it's still happening. And some of us are young believers, young generally, right? Our parents will push it down very much on us. Can I encourage you to share with your mentors and leaders? You know, we are not just, you know, asking you to do it. We want to journey with you, understand with you, and to help you grow together in this, right? One thing I want to stress, right, is that when I'm saying don't obey, I'm not saying don't honor. Different, huh? When I'm saying don't obey, it's not saying don't honor. In our disobedience, we can still honorably disagree. We can still respectfully disagree, right? What can we do? We can respectfully affirm our parents' concern. Maybe in this case, they feel you are very disrespectful, right? They feel you are very disrespectful. And you can say things like, Mommy, Daddy, I know that you must be very angry, very worried because I seem to not be very respectful, right? We can, to our ancestors, maybe you can respectfully affirm our parents' concern. We can then respectfully disagree through our words, through our tones. You might not do it like me, right? But something like, you know, but I hope that you will still understand, you know, for me to continue doing so in your words, but in a tone, in through your words, being respectful to them, right? In addition, how do you show that you honor them? You deeply consider their views, right? So maybe their views here is about respectful, right? Being respectful. So if I don't burn Joss, or like I don't hold Joss thing at all, right? Maybe I can, through other ways, show respect, right? Maybe I can volunteer to do chores. Some of you are like, wow, do chores, No, we can volunteer to do other things to show our respect to them. You know, what I want to share here, right, is that in our journey with God, we'll learn more of God's truth. What are things that we need to respectfully disobey, right? But we generally, you know, as God has called us to, right, we keep a general posture of obedience, right? We keep a general posture of obedience in times when it is contrary to the Lord, we respectfully disobey. Okay? In times when it's contrary to what the Lord says, we respectfully disobey. We as children to our parents should obey our Lord, our parents, but ultimately according to the Lord, ultimately in obedience to God. For this is right to do as a Christ follower. So just to sum it up, right, I'm coming to the end of our sharing today. What we learned today is two ways to engage our parents in love, right? One is to honor them, one is to obey them. We should honor them in following God's command to give honor due to them. We should obey them as obeying to the Lord, ultimately in obedience to God, for this is what we should do as Christ followers. So let's respond, you know, let's respond to put into practice to better honor and to obey our parents. Let's honor and obey our parents as we honor and obey God. Shall I just invite us to put away our things? Shall we just rise on our feet? You know, and as you are ready, you can stand on your feet and close your eyes. I just want to pray for some of us. Just close your eyes at home. You're watching at home. You just close your eyes here as well. Close your eyes. I want to pray for some of us. You know, the first group of us, you know, as you listen to the message, and we talk about obedience to authority and all, and when I was talking about that, you know, beyond, you know, our parents' imperfections, that possibly in our hearts, we have some pride. We have some spirit of disobedience. We just cannot lose. We must win. And God is showing you this. God is revealing to you this, your own spirit of pride and disobedience. And through the sharing just now, you realize, hey, you know, God has a deeper purpose for you through all this. God wants you to learn the spirit of obedience because it's ultimately obedience to Him. If this is you, and you want to respond to God, I want to invite you to put your hands on your heart. I want to pray for you. You can just put your hands on your heart. I just pray for you right now. Amen. Lord, I just commit my brothers and sisters into your hands. Lord, you know, beyond all these things, beyond our parents' imperfections, Lord, today you are showing us, my brothers and sisters, that they actually have this seed of disobedience in their heart, this spirit of pride. Lord, today, oh Lord, we know you have best plans for us. And Lord, we just pray you soften our hearts. You remind us why we should obey our parents as it is ultimately obedience unto you. Lord, I just pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord, that they will see your work and your purpose in their lives, and Lord, they will really grow in their hearts to be more obedient to their parents and to you, O Lord. We thank you, and we just commit them into your hands. The second group of us I'd like to pray for is that actually as we share in the message, we talk about honoring our parents and all, but honestly in your heart, it's so hard because your family is broken. Because you grew up only with your mom or with your dad. Or honestly, actually, you are an orphan. You have been adopted. Sometimes you feel that you're unwanted. Imperfect families, your parents are in a divorce. They probably even abused you in some ways. Some of you are being persecuted at home. It's so tough. It's so tough to be at home. Needless to say, to obey them, to honor them. God, you're telling God, God, I'm struggling. How? How do I do so? How do I do so? If this is you, you know, I just really want to pray for you. There's really real hurt that you're going through. If this is you, then you just raise your hands. You just raise your hands. Nobody's going to look. You know, it's you and God. You just raise your hands and you just come to God and say that, God, 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 I come to you alone. And I just want to pray for you. I just want to pray for God's healing over your lives. Lord, I pray, oh Lord, for my brothers and sisters. Lord, you know what they're going through, the hurt that they're going through. Lord, and I pray, oh Lord, that you heal them. You bring healing to their hearts. Lord, this is not what you have planned for. This imperfection in the family is not what you planned for in your design. Lord, you have love for the family to be Christ-centered, Christ-like. But Lord, we are experiencing this because of sin that is all around us. Lord, we just pray, Lord, for my brothers and sisters. Lord, in all these things, Lord, may you remind them that you are in control. You hold them, oh Lord. Lord, may you also give them wisdom in how to engage their parents in love. Lord, we just commit them into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And if that is the group of you, I just want to say that if you are experiencing really, really tough situations at home, we really want you to share to us, share with your mentor, share with your leaders. We want to walk together with you. And for the last group of us, you know, I would like to speak to those who have not come to know Christ. You know, we started today talking about God's love, about love that is not just feelings, but actions. And in that, the greatest love in the whole wide world is what God has done for us. Jesus sent His only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins, to pay for our sins of jealousy, our sins of lust, our sins of envy, greed, and all. God has sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins, the greatest act of love. And if this is you today, you know that you've sinned and fallen short of the standard of God, and you see how Jesus loves you. Jesus wants to invite you to come to know Him today. Jesus wants to invite you to that He can lead you and guide you into eternal life, abundant life with Him, if you receive Him as your Lord and as your Savior. So if this is you, you'd like to receive God into your heart, Jesus into your heart, I want to invite you to pray this prayer with me. Say it with your lips and mean in your heart. You can pray with me. Say, Dear Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. And I want to thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Right now, I invite you to come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Help me to become the kind of person I was created to be. I pray all this in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, Amen. Amen. Amen.